if you please take your Bibles at this time, and if you'll turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew, we're in Matthew chapter 11 today, and verses 25 through 30. Our message series is called Mission and Conflict, and really those are the two themes we've been tracing throughout Matthew chapters 10 through 12 in this series. We mentioned last week that the Bible is full of both warning passages and blessing passages, and often both types of passages will appear right next to each other in Scripture. And that is certainly the case right here in Matthew chapter 11. Last week we looked at a warning passage. It was a passage that offered a very strong warning concerning those who do not repent, those who do not believe the message about Jesus Christ. Well, this week we come directly to a blessing passage. It's a passage that speaks of the very sweet blessings that come to those who do repent and those who do believe the message about Jesus. And in this passage, it is Jesus himself who offers the invitation for us to come and find our rest in him. So in Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 to 30, please stand with me for the reading of God's word. At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." This is the word of God. Let us pray. Well, dear Lord, I imagine a number of us need this word this morning. We always need your word, Lord, but this is an important word for each of us. And so, Lord, I pray that you would give us attentive hearts. Holy Spirit, take the truths of these scriptures and plant them deep in our hearts, where they will help us to grow more and more in our faith and to be like Jesus. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. So how many of you feel rested this morning? A number of you go, I feel rested, Pastor Ray. Right? How many of you feel rested most mornings? You know, Jesus talks about rest in our passage this morning. It's not just physical rest. He's not talking about mental rest. He's talking about a more important rest, a deeper rest. He's talking about spiritual rest. Talking about rest for your soul. Doesn't that sound good? We are a restless people. Our lives are often filled with hurts and regrets and guilt and so many distractions. And sometimes we just try to tune it all out, right, with music or television or various activities. But none of that really works. None of that cures the restlessness that is in our souls. None of that can make us whole again. St. Augustine, one of the early church leaders, once prayed a very beautiful prayer. It went like this. He said, "Oh Lord, you have formed us for yourself, and our souls are restless until they find their rest in you." And I have good news for you this morning, is that Jesus offers you rest. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And if you want rest in your life, the answer is very simple. You come to Jesus. It's the only way. In this passage, Jesus says that we may find our rest in God through him, that we find it only through him, only through Jesus. If your soul is restless this morning, if you are weary and burdened by life's heavy load, then this passage, this message is for you. You need to find your rest in God through Jesus Christ. So how do you do it? How do you actually find rest for your soul? Well, you come to Jesus, and several things happen when you come to Jesus. And there is an insert in your bulletin with an outline of the message and the various things we'll be looking at, if you'd like to take that out to follow along. But you come to Jesus, and first of all, Jesus invites you to come to him and learn from God. Come to Jesus and learn from God. Jesus prayed the following in verse 25. We read this. It says, at that time Jesus said, and here's his prayer. He said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. I want you to notice first that Jesus addresses his Father as the Lord of heaven and earth. And this reminds us how great and awesome our God is, that God is sovereign over all things, that God knows all things, that there is nothing in heaven or earth that lies outside of God's gracious power, that God is in control of the whole universe. And you hear that, and you might wonder, is such an awesome and such a powerful being would have anything to do with us human beings, that he would even notice us down here on planet Earth, right? And yet he not only notices us, the Bible says he speaks to us, he teaches us, and he reveals to us things that would otherwise be hidden from us. And yet these things that God reveals, the Bible says God does not reveal these things to everyone. Verse 25 is very clear about that, right? What does Jesus say? He says, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things. You've hidden these things from the wise and learned. Now, these things here refers to what? It refers to spiritual truth revealed from God. And when Jesus says that God has hidden these things from the wise and the learned, he's not talking about your intelligence. He's not talking about your IQ. He's not talking about your grade point average, okay? The wise and the learned in this verse are not those who are extra smart or who have great intellect. Rather, they are those who rely on their own wisdom and understanding instead of God's. They're the exact opposite of the person who's described in Proverbs 3. You know the verse, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Well, the wise and the learned rely on their own wisdom and understanding. And when Jesus says that God has revealed these things to little children, he's not talking about infants or babies there. It's very similar to what we'll find later when we eventually get to Matthew chapter 18, where Jesus says this, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus isn't telling you that you actually have to literally turn into a little baby again. He's speaking here of humility and trust. And so God is basically, he has hidden these things from the people who think they know it all. And he has revealed these things to those who humbly trust him and his word rather than their own wisdom or strength. Why did God reveal these things? Spiritual truth, necessary truth, truth that will bring peace and rest to your soul. Why did God choose to reveal these things to the humble and the trusting rather than to the proud and the self-reliant? Well, he tells us. Now, verse 26, he says, yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. And the word that's translated pleasure there at the end of verse 26 can also mean will or choice. In other words, this was God's choice. He's Lord of heaven and earth, right? He gets to choose to whom he will reveal spiritual truth. And who does he reveal it to? To those who are humble and trusting. How do you find rest for your souls? You come to Jesus, first of all, in order to learn from God. And you come as a little child, confessing your sin, confessing your weaknesses and your lack of understanding. And when you do that, the Lord of heaven and earth will reveal these things to you. Secondly, Jesus invites you to come to him and know the Father. Come to Jesus and know the Father. Look at verse 27 with me now. Jesus says this, all things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Now, there are a number of things that we can learn from this verse. First of all, that all things have been committed to Jesus by the Father. That is an absolutely amazing statement. Jesus is saying that God the Father, who he's already said is the Lord of heaven and earth, has put all things under Jesus' power and authority. Basically, Jesus is saying, God has given me charge of the whole universe. How would you like that job? In charge of the whole universe? No, thank you. I think all of us, when I asked you, are you feeling rested this morning, in charge of the whole universe, you'd say, I am not rested at all. You see, that's a God-sized job, and God gave it to Jesus. God has committed all things to Jesus. And so if we're going to learn anything, right, if we're going to know God the Father, we have to come through Christ. People sometimes accuse Christians of being narrow-minded because they say you're always just focusing on Jesus. It's always about Jesus. But that's right, because it is. It's all about Jesus. Jesus is God's Son. And God the Father has revealed himself to us through Jesus. If you want to know God, God has committed all things to Jesus. You got to come to Jesus if you want to know God. The second thing Jesus tells us here is that no one knows the Son except the Father. Only God the Father truly knows Jesus the Son. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the infinite, the majestic, the eternal Son of God. The Bible tells us that Jesus was with God in the beginning, and he was God, that all things were made through Jesus. Nothing was made without him. But you know, no one looking at Jesus 2,000 years ago, when he was walking around on this planet with us, no one looking at Jesus 2,000 years ago would have known that, right? He looked just like an ordinary man. Even John the Baptist, remember we talked about John the Baptist a couple weeks ago? Even John the Baptist, who was sent to prepare the way for Jesus, that was John's mission, right? He was sent to prepare the way for Jesus. Even John the Baptist did not recognize Jesus on his own. God had to reveal it to him. We see this in John chapter 1, verses 32 to 34. John said, I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. And then John says this, I would not have known him. I would not have known him except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. John says, I've seen and I testify this here, pointing to Jesus, is the Son of God. But John wouldn't have known that if the Father hadn't revealed it to him. And just as no one knows the Son except the Father, so also no one knows the Father except the Son. Jesus is God. He was with the Father in the beginning. He has known the Father throughout all of eternity. Folks, if there is anyone who knows God the Father and can help you to know God the Father, it is Jesus Christ. There is no one else. And that's why Jesus says here, no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. How awesome is that? Because Jesus doesn't keep it a secret. Only Jesus can reveal the Father. And to whom does Jesus choose to reveal God? Well, we already learned it earlier. To those who are humble and trusting, right? To the little children, rather than to the know-it-alls, right? The wise and learned who think they already know it all. Jesus invites you to come to him and, first of all, learn from God. Jesus invites you to come to him and, secondly, know the Father. And then thirdly, Jesus invites you to come to him and find rest for your soul. This is verses 28 through 30 now. And these are some of the most comforting and best-loved words of Jesus you'll find in all of Scripture. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I want you to notice several things here. First of all, I want you to notice Jesus' invitation. Jesus' invitation is simply this. He offers rest to the weary and burdened. It is an open invitation. No one is excluded. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. If you are weary this morning, if you are burdened, guess what? You qualify. This offer is open to you. Life is full of struggles. It is full of hardships. It's very easy to grow weary. It is normal to get discouraged. It is common to stumble under the weight of life's burdens. And in the midst of all of that, Jesus offers you rest. The word translated rest here in verse 28, it's a word that means to be still, to cease from movement. And Jesus offers to take all of the strivings, all of the agitation, all of the restless longings of your heart, and speaks a word of peace to them. He stills all of that, and he gives you rest. That word give is also very important. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And that means this is Jesus' gift to you. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to deserve it. In fact, you can't earn it, and you don't deserve it. Neither do I. But you only need to respond to Jesus' invitation. Just respond to him. And the offer is for you. Secondly, notice Jesus' character. We see this in verse 29. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. What is Jesus like? He's gentle. He's humble in heart. The word humble here is a word that means to come low to the ground, right? If you humble yourself, you kind of lower yourself down. It means to come low to the ground. And that is exactly what God did for you and for me in Jesus. God is infinitely higher than any of us. Heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. And yet what did God do? God came low to the ground. He came low to the ground through Jesus. The infinite God and creator of the universe came down to the earth as a human being. And as the Son of God, Jesus did what? He showed us the Father. He showed us what the Father is like. What Jesus is like, the Father is like. What is Jesus like? He is gentle and humble in heart. And that means so is God the Father. And that's so important for us to grasp this morning, because a lot of people have misunderstandings of God's character. A lot of people think of God as harsh and judgmental, and that all God wants to do is punish you for your sins. Well, yes, God will and must punish sin, but God is not harsh. No, God is gentle. He is loving. He is forgiving. He is the one who sent his own Son to die for your sins. And he understands your weaknesses. I love Psalm 103, verses 13 and 14, speaks of God the Father. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. That's what God is like. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. And the word learn there in this verse is related to the word, very common word, you've heard it before, disciple. It's related to the word disciple. And so when Jesus says, take my yoke upon you, learn from me, what he's really doing is he's telling you to become his disciple. He invites you to follow him and to serve him as your master. You're going to have to serve somebody. You're either going to serve the world or you're going to serve Christ. Let me tell you right now, the world is a very harsh taskmaster, but not Jesus. Jesus is gentle and humble in heart. And so when you follow Jesus as one of his disciples, you will find rest for your soul. And why will that happen? Look at what Jesus says in verse 30. He says, "For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The people Jesus was talking to here in Matthew 11, the original people he was talking to, they were burdened under the law. Their religious leaders practically buried them under a whole pile of laws and commands and extra traditions. Jesus described the religious leaders of that day this way in Matthew 23. He said, "They tie up heavy loads, then they put them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them." See, the law was a heavy burden for people in Jesus' day. Guess what? It is a heavy burden for us today also. And the law is always a heavy burden because we can't keep it. You ever notice that? We can't keep it. The law says, "Do not lie." What do? We lie. The law says, "Do not steal." What do? We steal. Different ways, different forms. The law says, "You shall have no other gods before me." Oh boy, every week we put things before God in our life. And so, yes, we feel the weight and the burden and the judgment of God's law in our lives. Sadly, a lot of people think that that's what Christianity is all about. They think that's what church is all about. They think it's nothing but a bunch of rules and laws to follow that are just going to weigh you down and make your life hard and harsh and miserable. But that's not what Jesus says here, right? What does Jesus say? He says, "No, my yoke is easy." He says, "My burden is light." Because you see, being a Christian is not about following the law. It's about following a person. It's about following Jesus. It's about taking Jesus' yoke upon you. And Jesus' yoke is easy because he is there to help you live the Christian life. And he is there to forgive you when you fail, because you will. And he is there to pick you up when you fall, because you will. And he is there to strengthen you for the journey. Because, oh, how we need his strength. He is there to give you rest for your soul. You know, the Bible says there's no rest for the wicked. But there's also no rest for those outside of Jesus Christ. And we can only find true rest for our souls when we come to God through Jesus. It's an open invitation. It's open to any and all who will humble themselves before God and come trusting in his Son. So come to Jesus and learn from God. Come to Jesus and know the Father. Come to Jesus and find rest for your soul. Let us pray. Well, dear Lord, these verses are so beautiful. They're like a cup of cold water after last week's warning passage. Boy, last week's message was tough. Very harsh and difficult warning for those who do not repent, for those who do not believe in Christ. Lord, how refreshing is this blessing passage which immediately follows, which tells us that, yes, we can find peace and rest inside. We've been looking in all the wrong places. We only need to come to you, Lord Jesus. You are the giver of life. You are the giver of peace. You are the giver of rest in our souls. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.